Welcome to The Prevention Perspective, a podcast dedicated to sharing information, ideas, and resources about violence prevention work. The topics discussed in this podcast, including healthy relationships, prevention practices, and dating or sexual violence, can be difficult, and we urge you to listen with care. Our hosts are not licensed counselors or mental health professionals. If you or someone you care about have experienced domestic, dating, or sexual violence, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. You can also find more resources in the description of this podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of The Prevention Perspective. My name is Caro, and I'm the Prevention Coordinator at the Women and Children's Alliance and your host. This second season, we've been focusing all of our episodes around school-based prevention efforts and why that's so important and how that can look in different spaces. But we wanted to park the bus for an episode and just talk about WCA's prevention department and, you know, who we are and what we do. So that being said, I have my lovely colleague Shannon in the studio with me today. So thank you so much for being here, Shannon.
Yay. Thank you, Caro. I'm excited to chat with everybody today.
Yeah, I'm excited for them to hear your perspectives. So just to kind of get the ball rolling, can you tell us about our prevention department and what the goals and purposes of it are?
Absolutely. Yeah. So our prevention department is just a few years old. So we have started as a way to get into the community, specifically the youth community, and talk about ways that we can prevent violence. So a lot of that is kind of this education-based visits where we'll go into schools or spaces where other youth are and talk to them about ways that they can be good citizens. And yeah, we'll go into schools and chat with the kiddos and try to get prevention first as a way to mitigate violence later.
Nice. And I know you referenced those classroom presentations. Can you tell me more about what sort of things you talk about in those?
Yeah, absolutely. So it could depend on maybe we go in for a whole class period, or we might come back several days in a row. And so we just kind of, we can change our presentation however we need to fit the classroom. But we'll talk to the teens about recognizing warning signs of abuse, or we like to call them red flags. And just kind of meet the kiddos where we're at. We might say something like toxic relationships rather than abusive relationships. I think that makes it a little more digestible for them. So we'll go in, we'll talk about those warning signs, those red flags. We'll also put a big emphasis on healthy relationship skills. So telling them how to just kick off a relationship, any relationship, and make it healthy, right? So they know what's good, they know what to avoid, and they can hopefully grow that into all the relationships that they have in their lives, which are many.
Right. And I think that's always like one of those things that every classroom presentation, like I see like the lights go off in their heads when we're like, who's in a relationship? And like one or two kids kind of raise their hand. They're like, I'm dating someone. And we're like, oh no, like all of you are in relationships because like your friends, your family, your teachers, all those are relationships. And they're like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like I am in a relationship. Like seeing that like connecting moment is also always like very cool. I'm like, yeah, like, yeah, like y'all are like on the right track.
That is fun. Cause they also, it sometimes takes a little bit of repeating, as do most things with young people, but it is hilarious to kind of watch them like, I am not in a relationship, because they of course immediately think dating. And so it is kind of like, that's a big topic of conversation, is just really get them to understand that you can have a relationship with anything. I especially loved one kiddo's answers just the other week. He said, you could have a frenemy. Absolutely. That's somebody you have a relationship with. So it's kind of, it is fun to watch the lights go off in their head. They are getting it, which is really lovely.
Yeah, it's very cool to see. And thinking like, you know, some relationships are really fun to build, you know, like our friends, dating partners, but some relationships like kind of hurt, you know, and some relationships will be kind of quote unquote toxic. And maybe you have a relationship with your frenemy and it's someone who's a big part of your life, but even knowing like how to build those healthy relationships, or like what, you know, constitutes a healthy relationship, can like give them the, you know, like wisdom to see like, all right, is this a relationship worth pursuing? Is it one that's like, you know, worth continuing with? Or like, am I starting to see like less of these healthy relationship aspects and more red flags? And I've seen those like dots kind of connect in a few classrooms, which is always kind of interesting. But
right. Yeah. And that's exactly the goal. So it's getting them to create these healthy relationships now, let's say with their friends or maybe another classmate or in whoever it might be. Then they get to growing those relationships and then they start dating, right? And so then they kind of know like, what is a healthy dating relationship? What are red flags in a dating relationship? And all of that goes into that world of prevention, right? So if they start off younger, knowing what's healthy and what's not, or preventing violence from happening rather than having to mitigate it after the fact. And it's good, like get them while they're young is quite effective.
Yeah. 100%. And I think it's really cool, like WCA's reach into different community spaces. So, you know, besides just like the classrooms, like what are some other youth serving spaces that you get to enter and talk to young folks about relationships in?
Right. Yeah. We have a couple of, we call them just small groups that we'll go into. So small group facilitation, which is super fun. I like all of the aspects of going and talking to the young people, but these ones are particularly fun because they are recurring. So we'll meet once a week. We'll go into this space. We'll have a little curriculum set up for them. Each week is some different topic that we'll talk about. And that's really great. So we just finished up a nice 10-week course with Life's Kitchen. And I don't know if you've ever heard of them. If you haven't, do give them a look them up. They're so much fun. So it's like a kind of alternative learning high school style as far as the educational side of it. And then during the daytime, it's a restaurant. So all the people that work in the restaurant are young people working towards their GED and just getting through learning some life skills and getting education while they're at it. So that's a really neat thing to be able to go. And that's one of our favorites this season. It was a great time.
Yeah. I love Life's Kitchen. And I was so glad that we got to go back for like more than our usual, like 8-week session that we get to do. Cause then we're like really getting to build those relationships with them. And it's like, this is a relationship that we can kind of like bring in as like a reference point to our conversations, and just through like getting to know them better and the cool things they bring to the table, we're able to like kind of tailor our lessons and topics. And I feel like that was a very fruitful group too. So I'm very sad it ended.
I know. And I think about like, as they were learning and as we're going into this group and asking them questions, it was really fruitful. And it does give me hope for the young people and what they're learning and what they're absorbing and things like that. And but for example, it's so fun. We just asked them a fun question, like, if you could have any wish, what would it be? You know, just something we're kind of trying to see, like, what are they like? Where would they, what are they about? And the answers were great. Some kiddo was, you know, I wish everyone had a mental health therapist. And another girl was like, I wish that I would have the autonomy for my body to do whatever I wanted. It was these very deep, you know, these are coming from 15, 16-year-olds, what have you. And it was really great to have them think about that. I was just like, I wish people would use their blinkers. You know, they are on it. And I'm so proud of them for that.
Yeah, I was even seeing that with one of my other groups. So we do one at like, or at like local middle schools in the Valley. And, you know, a lot of Life's Kitchen folks are like older people, right? Like maybe like 15, 16 and up. And so like, definitely was impressed when they were like having this kind of answers. But even with middle schoolers, like they're a little bit younger. And like, so the way that we, you know, present the information and like talk about different things is different. But I'm seeing like trends like that as well, where they're very like conscious of those around them and like the issues and topics that are important to them. And so, you know, I think again, speaks to like their willingness to engage like in these kind of conversations and how it's, you know, they're there, they're putting in the work and they kind of like would really benefit from adults who are like going to meet them in that. So it's super cool that like you get to do that. And I love that WCA has those services.
Right. Right. And you said it perfectly, their willingness to engage, which is so awesome because they really are willing to engage. You know, some days they're tired and maybe they don't want to share as much, but for the most part, it is just great. So it makes me hopeful. It makes me glad that the work we're doing is impactful in some way, even if we don't see the benefits long-term, we can see that little seed planting, that little light bulb go off in their eyes. It's perfect. So it's a good setup.
Yeah, for sure. And so thinking like when we go into classrooms and we get to do like maybe 1-hour presentations and we get to cover some important stuff, how do the topics kind of vary when we get those like 8 weeks to go to small groups?
Yeah, the 8 weeks is really nice, or however long it is, because it really, really do delve in. So we always start off with that nice, like, healthy relationship, right? So we've pared it down to these 10 components. Some of them include trust, communication, equity, respect, you know, those kinds of things. So where we get the kiddos to really think about what those mean. And we can zip through those in a class period, no problem. But the 8 weeks or the longer weeks give us an opportunity to kind of delve into each one where they can really think about what is a healthy relationship. And once they've got that on lock, it's really interesting to see them as we talk about red flags. We'll bring those components right on back and say, okay, here's a red flag. What's missing in this scenario, right? And they say, oh, well, that scenario about the two students, well, that's missing respect. And the scenario about those two brothers, well, they're lacking communication, right? So they're starting to learn, like, not only these red flags, because I'm sure we can all rattle those off, but there's developing those critical thinking skills. This is a red flag because communication is lacking. Well, when there's no communication, I'm missing parts from my healthy relationship. So they're building all these pieces together. And that's kind of what the longer weeks give us an opportunity to do. And then we kind of round it up towards the end where we'll give them some tools to not only help themselves, but we'll do a lot of like helping a friend. I think that's what we see a lot. Kiddos might, I mean, whether or not they're experiencing any kind of toxic relationship or abusive relationship, they definitely know somebody who is. Mm-hmm. And all these kids, for all their thoughtfulness and emotional awareness, they want to help. And it's nice to see that overwhelmingly the kiddos want to help. So we're giving them some kind of tools. We're not telling them to be the rescuers or to be the counselors, but if they just have the wherewithal to tell their friend, like, hey, what happened is not okay. And here's why. Hey, a healthy relationship needs respect. And I didn't see that. And it really does go a long way. So I'm hoping they'll be able to activate those skills if they ever need to.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think you speak really well to like how like discussions about healthy relationships, like is prevention work. It's thinking, you know, when we get to kind of park the bus and like for 1 hour every week, like really delve into topics like consent, healthy relationships, like red flags, what is love and respect, and kind of like build that knowledge base. And at the end, kind of like end with that, like, great, now we know these things. And like, it's really cool that you've been able to like be here with us and have these conversations, but not everyone is. So how do we, you know, be that resource for our peers and like being able to like transfer like what they're learning or we're talking about into their like day-to-day lives and into like their relational social settings. That's something that kind of is the goal, right? Like by knowing kind of how do we label abusive, unhealthy, healthy relationships, how can we like take that perspective and apply it to our lives? And then, you know, knowing this, like not, you know how to pinpoint what's going on and even to have a conversation about it. And we always give them a handful of resources at the end of our group. So ideally, we're kind of setting them up to just be like peer resources, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I love that. That's exactly it. Like who doesn't want to help out their friend when they're feeling down or something? So I do have confidence that the kiddos we go and talk to can feel like they are a resource themselves and hand out or maybe direct them to some other resources. So like we do hand out these little cards. We call them shoe cards. They fit in the side of your shoe or your wallet. They're very discreet if needed. And they have all kinds, you know, they have text lines, they have our WCA hotline, like crisis number, they have, are you in an unhealthy relationship? And gives you some little questionnaires to think about. So I love those little cards because it's just nice. We hand them out to the kiddos. We tell them like, you may not need this, but maybe a friend does, right? Because a lot of times, sometimes a kid might just be like, I don't need this. I'm fine. When you kind of activate that and like good citizenship, like here's how you can help another. I think it clicks in a different way for them, which is great. So we've got lots of cards. If anybody ever needs them, please let us know.
Yeah. We have those really cool shoe cards that like are geared more towards like teenagers and adolescents, which is really, really cool. Thinking for you personally, you do a lot of work, you know, doing research beforehand and like educating yourself and making really cool like informational graphics for social media. What are some resources that you frequently use to kind of keep yourself in the know? Or what are some resources that you think our listeners like would really benefit from checking out?
Oh, that's a great question. I get almost all of my information for a little social media infographics or what I'm talking to the kiddos or doing a presentation. Most of mine come from loveisrespect.org. It's a really awesome website that kind of talks about healthy relationships, and it's geared towards young people. And that's really nice. And young people, I mean, like middle school, high school age, maybe and into college. So we've got, it's a pretty nice subset of people who are still learning about healthy relationships and trying to grow them. But it has so many resources like questionnaires. Am I in a healthy relationship? Am I the unhealthy partner, right? Because you might think you're the best partner out there and maybe you aren't. Gives ways to think about that. And it just has tons of resources and lots of information like consent, sexual health, all those things that might be important to anybody in a relationship. And it does a very nice way of succinctly explaining something. So I have to give them a lot of credit. I use a lot of that website for all of them. For my resources.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. And I know they have a ton of like informational videos as well. And so definitely something like I've used. And like, I love that, you know, it's a resource for parents, students, kind of anyone in between. So
yeah.
Sweet. So I know a lot of your job involves going to like group, like small groups and classrooms and presenting like Team Break a Cycle presentations. But what are some other things you do when you're not like in the classroom setting?
Right. Yeah. So one of our kind of bigger groups that we do, I guess you could call it, is we have what are called a youth rep program. And rep stands for relationship education program. So it's a nice way to get in high school students and they come in into the WCA. We meet once a week and we talk about how to build ourselves as members of the community and how to spread awareness about relationship. Healthy relationships and, you know, dating violence that might occur as young people are entering into these romantic relationships. So it's a really great program where we just get to kind of hand the reins over to these high school students and they plan events and they plan, you know, training afternoons and things like that. We have a good time. They have their own social media, WCA Youth Reps, that's on Instagram, and they make their own posts. So it gives them a lot of autonomy to start, you know, getting into this world of prevention and kind of that social emotional learning that they're really talented at. So for example, this month, April, is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which we can also shorten to SAM. So they have some events coming up for SAM where we're going to make some denim patches. So, and we're going to, you know, put them on our clothes and we can kind of have this little awareness. If you are not familiar, I would encourage you to go look up Denim Day. That could be a whole another podcast, but go, if you're in your free time, go look up Denim Day and see what that's all about. It's quite fascinating. And it's a part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So the kids are going to, that's the point of the denim patches, raise awareness, get conversations going about it. They'll have little things like, ask me about Denim Day, going out into their community, giving these patches to their schoolmates or whatever else it is. So it's a good, like, it's a great program. Get the young people in and give them a voice, kind of lift them up, give them that autonomy to do the work.
Yeah, they're a super cool group of young people. Like, if I'm not mistaken, y'all are about to like, or like y'all are like currently recruiting for next year, right? Then like new youth reps.
Yes. So it is it kind of follows along with the school year. So we take a little break for summer and winter break and all those things. So this is, we are coming up on the end of the 21-22 youth rep season. And so our 22-23 is just right around the corner. So we're accepting applications until April 19th. And you can find those applications either on our WCA website, WCAboise.org, or you can find it on the Youth Rep Instagram. I'm sure people will be excited that that's getting some traffic as well. So it's a great way if you are interested, if you know a young person in the Treasure Valley school system that's in high school or going to be in high school, so in that 10th grade, then they're welcome to apply. And yeah, it'd be great. I'm looking forward to our applicants next year.
Yeah. And you can find that application in the description of this podcast. So good to know that's there. As we kind of wrap up, probably last question. And when you think about like the importance of our work and why there is a prevention department, where do you see a need for this in our community? And why is this such essential work from your perspective?
That's a That is a great question, Carol. Such a doozy. I love it though. Because I do think about this. And every time I'm going into these classrooms and talking to these kids or running through these, here's 10 healthy relationships. I think back to my schooling and my growing up, and I was not taught this. And I think however I learned to have healthy relationships was like, I had my parents and I had older siblings, coaches or what have you, that I was fortunate enough to have those awesome mentors and adults in my life. But otherwise, there's no classroom curriculum that said, here's a healthy relationship and here's how to do that. And even now, growing up and doing this work or looking back on like that person I dated in college and oh, the red flags were abound and I didn't even recognize them at all. And it's wild to think about if anybody can be equipped just with a few simple things. Here's healthy stuff. Here's unhealthy stuff. They could go a really long way. And not only preventing violence, but I also think, and I say this lightly, avoiding violence or avoiding situations that could become toxic or bad is just as important, because if you're avoiding these bad situations, they don't happen. Long-winded way to say that this prevention is important, because I know as a young person not having received it, it was hard to learn. And I'm still learning as into my adulthood and into my work, where I look at these things and face these things every day. So putting the things out there and in their learning spaces for them to really get those wheels turning is great. I think it's going to have like good ripples as time goes on. So prevention programs are just, I feel like they need to be everywhere.
I agree. Yeah. And I think the more like classrooms or teachers or just, positive adult role models are like initiating these conversations or equipping young people with the skills or like, knowledge to initiate them on their own. And like, it is going to have that big ripple effect where, hopefully maybe it's one classroom presentation or like one unit a teacher does, but that's knowledge and information they kind of carry with them into their different relationships. And, maybe even like one activity about, why is trust important? What is respect? Like they take some of those nuggets and that's something they use down the road to, prevent dating violence, intimate partner violence, things of that sort. So, well, thank you so much, Shannon. I am so thankful you came on the show and shared your perspective with us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Prevention Perspective. Again, if you or someone you know has experienced domestic, dating, or sexual violence, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233, or you can call the WCA's 24-hour hotline at 208-343-7025. Don't forget to follow us on social media at WCA_Boise and WCA Youth Reps. If you have any suggestions for topics you would like us to cover or get more information about anything you heard on today's episode, contact us through the email provided in the description of the podcast.